This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The coronavirus cares nothing for your business model. For profit, not for profit, no matter, revenues are drying up. But for those nonprofits, donations had been declining even before the crisis hit, and now it's getting worse. And so financial literacy groups, expecting ever greater demand for their services as unemployment rises, are out there looking for new pots of money in surprising places. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that one.
Joseph Lightman Santa Cruz is working 10-hour days right now. He's head of Capital Area Asset Builders, a Washington, D.C. nonprofit that offers low-income residents free financial coaching. They've seen a 25% increase in phone calls and emails from laid-off restaurant workers and construction workers asking for advice on
what should be paid first, what can be put on hold,
what can be negotiated,
and what kind of conversations our clients need to have either with landlords or with debt collectors.
Lightman Santa Cruz has 9 employees, but he's the only Spanish speaker. He'd like to hire more bilingual financial coaches, but he doesn't have the money. So he joined more than 200 other nonprofits focused on financial literacy who sent a letter to the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau asking it for help. Dara Duguay, CEO of the nonprofit Credit Builders Alliance, is spearheading the letter campaign.
So I really think that this is the solution, at least to the immediate crisis that nonprofits are experiencing.
The nonprofits want the CFPB to dip into its $1.2 billion civil penalty fund and pay for some financial literacy work. The fund comes from fines companies pay after the CFPB penalizes them for defrauding consumers. Former CFPB Director Richard Cordray says that money is intended for victims of financial fraud, and the CFPB is still tracking victims down for payment.
If you take money out of the fund for this purpose, you're taking it away from victims. That would be the issue.
The CFPB didn't respond to our request for comment. On its website, the agency says it can use leftover money for financial literacy if it can't find victims. Cordray says the CFPB did contract with one nonprofit for financial counseling for veterans, but he says the billion-dollar fund shouldn't be drained for programs like that. Otherwise, there may not be enough for future victims, say if a company defrauds consumers, then goes bankrupt and can't pay fines. Quadri says financial literacy work is important, but
they should be funded by the federal government, by the state government, and by the local government.
But state and local governments are strapped for cash because revenue from sales and income taxes has plummeted, and the federal Paycheck Protection Loan Program for small businesses is out of money. More money is expected soon in the next aid package, but that'll be used up quickly. And Dara Duguay at Credit Builders Alliance still hasn't heard back from the CFPB. She says nonprofits are stuck.
Many of them, if they don't get additional funds, are not going to be able to quite literally exist anymore. And the services that they provide will disappear.
Or be cut back dramatically by those who survive. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.